Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Yuma, Arizona is Ryder Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill.
All right. So we have a follow-up to the last time you were here. We were talking about this Montana man who was arrested for living and having a gun in his yard, but he was closer than 1,000 feet to a school. Is that pretty close to the case?
Well, he was arrested for having possession of a firearm in a gun-free school zone.
Right.
It's a federally defined gun-free school zone. It's 1,000 feet from the property line of any school, basically. And it covers huge areas. Now, in this case, Mr. Metcalf lives right across from the school.
Right.
And as I read the Gun-Free School Zone Act, he can have firearms on his private property, and is not violating the act. But it turns out that he is accused, I've been able to get a copy of the criminal complaint, and it states that he carried his firearm, which is a single-shot Rossi break-open 20-gauge shotgun, that he carried that on the public sidewalks inside the school zone.
Right.
Now, the school zone law is a very controversial law. It was ruled unconstitutional in 1994. Then the Congress changed it a little bit to say, if anybody's carrying a gun that has traveled in interstate commerce, it's against the law to have a gun in a school zone within 1,000 feet of any school property. Now, originally, it was found unconstitutional under the Commerce Clause, because in U.S. v. Lopez, the Supreme Court said that the government didn't have, there was no Commerce Clause nexus to merely carrying a firearm near a school. And then they changed it to add this thing that said, well, if the firearm had traveled to interstate commerce, but Judge Thomas, Justice Clarence Thomas at the time said, well, this doesn't make any sense. If you can say that merely carrying a gun that has traveled in interstate commerce within 1,000 feet of a school violates federal law, everything comes under the Commerce Clause. There's nothing you can exclude. Therefore, they don't have the authority under the Commerce Clause to do this. And that's what the Supreme Court ruled in 1994. 94 was long before the Heller decision of 2008, the McDonald decision of 2010, the Kitano decision, the Bruin decision of 2022. And all those say you have a right under federal law to carry arms in case of confrontation outside the home. So, this is a potentially very serious challenge to the Gun-Free School Zone Act. I have not seen any other challenges that weren't combined with some other law. And there's aspects of this that are just startling, is that people had called in to complain that this man, Gabriel Metcalf, was carrying a firearm near the school. And he is 49 years old, and he lives with his mother. And I saw a video of him where he explicitly stated, I'm not mental. I don't do drugs. It's my constitutional right to carry a firearm here and protect the people I care about and everybody else. I'm not a threat to anybody, to school children or my neighbors. And he seemed pretty adamant about it, but I hesitate to make a claim that there may not be any other problems. So the Billings police said they had contacted him several times, and there was nothing they could charge him with. He wasn't doing anything illegal. And then they said, at least in a another article that someone had written, that because they couldn't charge him with anything, they were going to go to the federal government and see if they could charge him with something. Now, because the Billings police had contacted him several times, he felt they were harassing him, so he called the FBI. That's the person accused here, Gabriel Cohen Metcalf, called the FBI. He must not watch the news very much, to complain of Billings police harassing him. Now, in the complaint, it doesn't say who told the ATF that they should get a hold of him, but they had a phone number for his mother, and so they called his mother, and she gave his phone number to ATF agents who had called the mother, not the FBI. The ATF agents got the number, doesn't say from whom, and then they called his mother, and his mother gave the ATF agents his number. Then they called him, and they talked to him about this, and he said, I have a right to do it under the Second Amendment, and they tried to convince him he shouldn't, and he said, no, I have a right to do so. So then they got a warrant for his arrest and to search his home, and they arrested him. And they charged him with carrying a firearm in a federal gun-free school zone. And he admitted that he carried it on the sidewalk. He said he didn't go on to any other property, private property. He only carried it on his own private property or on the sidewalks. So he explained, or tried to explain, that he was concerned about another person who he felt was a threat to himself and his mother, and that that's why he carried the shotgun outside the home and why he looked around the neighborhood to see if this person was in the neighborhood.
Right.
So they arrested him. They took him before the court, and he is currently in federal lockup, and he has had court-appointed attorney. And the attorney, I'm hoping, was able to see him today. There was a preliminary hearing scheduled for today at 9 o'clock. I mean, I tried to get some information. I sent a message to the attorney. I haven't gotten anything back yet. So that's where it stands. Although I am working on articles that I'm not sure I want to divulge much information about now. Now there's an important thing about this case that nobody else seems to be talking about, and that is in 1995, Montana passed a statute to protect legal firearm owners from prosecution under the Gun-Free School Zone Act. And it says, I'll just read it.
Right.
In consideration that the right to keep and bear arms is protected and reserved to the people in Article 2, Section 12 of the Montana Constitution.
I tell you what, hold right there. I was looking at that too, and I'm looking at how long it is, and I'm looking at the time. So I don't want to talk into the break, so let's get into this when we get back, because I have a few questions once again about this, because it's, you know, this is a bunch of junk. But this article and nearly 2,300 other articles are waiting for you at ammoland.com. Dean has written huge. I mean, the amount of material this guy's put out in his career is, I don't know that this will ever be equaled as long as he's still writing. Maybe somebody just started writing at 16. They might be able to catch up to him at some point in their life, but it's going to be a minute. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. We're about to get into this thing about this law. This is Montana Code Annotated 45-8-360. Go ahead, sir.
And it's a fairly simple statute. I mean, lots of statutes have all kinds of provisions. You have to go back to other statutes and read definitions and things like that. This is a simple statute.
Right.
And here's what it says. In consideration that the right to keep and bear arms is protected and reserved to the people in Article 2, Section 12 of the Montana Constitution, a person who has not been convicted of a violent felony crime and who is lawfully able to own or to possess a firearm under the Montana Constitution is considered to be individually licensed and verified by the state of Montana within the meaning of the provisions regarding individual licensure and verification in the Federal Gun-Free School Zone Act. Now, I have not seen any indication that Mr. Metcalf is prohibited from owning a gun
right
in Montana. He doesn't seem to have any criminal record whatsoever. There's no indication he has committed any violence against another person that has somehow made it into the record somewhere. The Billings police wanted to arrest him, it appears, but they couldn't find any reason to do so. So this is a very unusual case, and it doesn't appear to me that the judge or anybody in the federal government yet has said, hey, wait a minute, there's this exception in the Gun-Free School Zone Act that if you're licensed to carry in the state where it happens, then you can carry in a gun-free school zone. So it seems to me that going by the Montana code, he is protected. And so far, nobody has made the argument, but his lawyer probably only got to talk to him today.
Yeah, he's a couple of questions, if I may. How old is Mr. Metcalf? He's 49 years old.
Okay. 49 years old.
He talks about somebody named David Carpenter. Do we know who David Carpenter is?
David Carpenter, from what I've seen in reading the federal records, was a neighbor of Mr. Metcalf, and he owned some type of lawn maintenance business or other.
Right.
And he is flagged by the Billing police as somebody they should be concerned about. And so one of the complaints of Mr. Metcalf is when he would complain about David Carpenter, that the police would not really investigate. They wouldn't do what he considered to be their job. And that's one of the reasons he felt he had to protect himself.
Right.
And when the Billings police were questioned or contacted, they said, well, you know, because he's this person that we're concerned with, we many times didn't do a personal interview. We would call him up and talk to him. So I can see where someone would believe that that's not really a very significant investigation.
He also seems, he talks about a gang stalkers.
That's what he says, and I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I'd love to talk to Mr. Metcalf and get his side of the story. But his attorney, his name is Russell Hart there in Billings.
Right.
It seems like he's a competent guy. He took a case to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on a sentence enhancement of a gun case just this year and won it at the Ninth Circuit Appeals level. So it doesn't sound like he is radically anti-gun or anything. It sounds like fairly competent. So hopefully he is going to be talking to Mr. Metcalf. If I were him, any attorney with assault in a case like this will say, don't talk to anybody but me.
Right.
So that may happen. I sent his lawyer his appointed lawyer. He doesn't have to accept the appointed lawyer, but he should, at least until anything better happens. And so I sent Mr. Hart a message saying I would like to be kept apprised of what goes on in this case. So hopefully I will be able to talk to Mr. Hart at some point.
Well, that would be interesting. I also think it'd be interesting to get, I don't know, somebody like Stephen Stambolia.
Oh, yeah. That would be great to have some federal attorneys weigh in. It's an unusual case. So far, there's no indication of any bail potential.
Well, I mean, what? So this guy is he's never been arrested, right? You know of nothing,
right,
that.
Correct.
So and they would pick him up and put him in jail without bail.
Right.
For walking on a sidewalk with a gun.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
That seems to be the case. Well, I think there's an indication that there is an allegation that he, quote, chased a car that he thought might be a car owning to this guy that he was defending against.
Right.
But there's no mention that he ever pointed a gun at anybody or assaulted anybody or threatened anybody. So, I mean, he could have just trying to get the license number of a car that he thought might be somebody who had threatened him.
Right.
So I there's a lot of, it seems to me there's a fair amount of hyperbole in the case. And it seems to have gotten public attention because there's some people in the area. Everyone that I saw being interviewed when I was looking at, they were all, adult women who seemed to be eliciting some concern over the carry of a gun near a school.
Right.
But when I look at the comments in some of these stories, a significant number of the comments say something to the effect of, well, this is Montana, mind your own business. And some of those are women, too. So I think that Mr. Metcalf's side of the story needs to get out to the public. And this has to be a shock for him, for when he believes that he is following the law. He says he researched the law about firearms, about guns.
Right.
And he said, I am not violating the law. I am following the law. And now he ends up incarcerated for, well, it's getting close to a week. That's a while. That's more than most people ever experience in their lives.
Right.
So I'm hoping, when I wrote this article.
Hang on one second. We're coming into the break and all this other stuff. And yeah, this is a really interesting case, especially the way they're pushing it. So
indeed.
We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Republican Mike Johnson appears to need Democratic support to advance his foreign aid package. The House Speaker intends to schedule individual votes on aid allocations for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, along with a separate bill concerning the border.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job.
Some conservatives caution Johnson of potential consequences if he continues with his current strategy. Two out of the seven seated jurors in President Trump's hush money criminal trial are being dismissed from the panel. One was released after inquiries into his arrest record, while another was excused due to concerns about media exposure of her identity. Google is firing 28 employees following protests over labor conditions and the company's contract to supply cloud computing and AI services to the Israeli government and military. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Talking to Dean Weingarten. While we were in the break, I sent this last article from you to Stephen Stambolia.
Ah, great.
So I don't know what that'll do because I think Stephen is doing a lot of cases right now, primarily for Gun Owners of America. So I don't know if that'd be something he could get involved in.
I'm sure he is a busy guy.
Yeah.
Now, the federal prosecutor in this case, gosh, I've got his name, but it's not showing up right now. I have some contacts who tell me that they do not view him very favorably.
Right.
That he had a reputation for being less than honest. That's kind of just hearsay right now. I can't provide any particulars, but that was the person in Montana that I talked to had indicated he did not have a favorable impression of him. But the prosecutor doesn't decide things like arrest. It has to go through a judge, and it's going through a judge there in Montana, a federal judge. So we will see what happens. It's just not a very, it doesn't seem a reasonable case. I wonder, you know, that nobody has asked for, say, a mental evaluation. If they think that he is not responsible, then the thing to do would be to ask for a mental evaluation.
Indeed.
And they haven't done it. Now, I don't know, but, you know, a simple mental evaluation doesn't necessarily cost much. Ideally, the state should pay for it if they're the ones asking for it. And maybe that'll happen. I don't know. I mean, there's just so much is still unknown in this case. But Mr. Metcalf, from the records that I've been able to read, has said that he doesn't trust the police because it sounds like because they don't respond, they didn't do the investigations he wanted. He believes they've not treated him well. So, and all of that are unfortunately fits into the modern mythology of policing. Well, police, you can't depend on police. Police don't investigate. They will use their power against you when it's not justified. I mean, I don't like those allegations, but I've heard them before. So that all makes this a very interesting case. And I think the country school zone law, from my reading, is obviously unconstitutional on its face under the Bruin decision. There's no historical record of governments prohibiting people from having weapons within 1,000 feet of a school. And it's not as if he doesn't already legally have the right to have the weapon within 1,000 feet of a school. If he's on his own yard, he's not violating any law whatsoever. And according to the Montana Code I read, it falls under one of the exceptions to the Gun-Free School Zone Act so that he can walk around the area with a gun.
So here's a question for you. How many, now, if he had not been seen in his yard with a gun, like you told me earlier that he had been seen in his yard with like a scabbard on his lawnmower or something.
Right. There's a picture out there from one of the articles when he was arrested.
So
it shows him with like a push lawnmower, has a scabbard kind of thing on it. You can see it has some type of long gun in it. It has a stock with a recoil pad on it. So yeah, a wood stock. So it didn't appear to be an AR. And we find out it's a Rossi single shot break action shotgun.
Right. So if he had not been seen with that, would they have been looking for him to think? I mean, so they saw him in his yard. That's what alerted them to the fact that he carried a gun in a proximity. But then does,
well, there were,
because it's private property, does that become part of the school, the gun-free school zone?
No, the private property is exempt. But, and that's what's kind of silly about this. He has private property directly across from the school. It's perfectly legal for him to have the gun on his private property. But they're saying because he stepped onto the sidewalk, he's a huge danger. But if he stayed in his yard, there wouldn't be any possibility of prosecution. You see how silly that is.
I mean, yes, I do.
One foot away, 1 foot difference turns him from being constitutionally protected under all the laws we have to 1 foot, steps 1 foot in a direction, and now he is forbidden under penalty of 5 years in jail and $100,000 fine. I mean, it's crazy because he doesn't, you know, to use the firearm, he doesn't have to make that one step.
Right.
So this is all about emotion and the creation of danger in some people's mind where it really is just a figment of their, that they've created it. In other words, if say he, instead of the single shot shotgun, he said he would have preferred to carry a handgun, but he couldn't afford one. So if he had a pistol on his belt that was covered up, Montana is a constitutional carry state, it's perfect. He would never have gotten any trouble. But because it is visible, that's why he got in trouble. And so it's all about controlling narratives. And I just, you know, it's hard for me to see how this Gun-Free School Zone Act could be considered constitutional under Bruin at all.
Right.
It just doesn't make, it's a very late development. And even then, there's a bunch of exceptions to it. And it appears he falls under that exception. So it appears what I see is the authorities did not like for him to carry a firearm in this area. They probably wouldn't like for him to carry a firearm anyway. But because they got some phone calls, and what's this guy doing to carry a firearm, they were looking, they worked hard to find a reason to arrest him.
Right.
That's what it appears.
That's what it, you know. It's surprising this is coming out of Montana. I'm still trying to wrap my hand around that part of it.
I was surprised at Montana, too. But in a sense, you know, Montana may be a better case than others. What I don't see how the judge makes a determination that he doesn't fall under one of the exceptions, the one we talked about.
Right.
I mean, to avoid that, the judge is going to have to rule that Montana law has no effect for the federal law.
Yeah. So
I don't see.
Let's see if we can get some other lawyers interested in this. Some. I mean, this attorney. You know, he might be Perry Mason. I don't know, but I know of a lot more effective attorneys for Second Amendment cases than meets the eye.
So. There's no reason why they couldn't assist him,
yeah,
or point him in the direction of cases,
indeed,
or file amicus briefs in this case. So that may happen. I think it's a great idea to get some of our really good Second Amendment attorneys on the case. Maybe we can get some scholars to weigh in on it and say, you know, whether there's any historical reference to anything like this.
Right. Hang on for me. One more break to go. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Talking to Dean Weingarten. While we were in the break, I sent this last article from you to Stephen Stambolia.
Ah, great.
So I don't know what that'll do, because I think Stephen is doing a lot of cases right now, primarily for Gun Owners of America. So I don't know if that'd be something he could get involved in.
I'm sure he is a busy guy.
Yeah.
Now, the federal prosecutor in this case, gosh, I've got his name, but it's not showing up right now. I have some contacts who tell me that they do not view him very favorably.
Right.
That he had a reputation for being less than honest. That's kind of just hearsay right now. I can't provide any particular, but that was the person in Montana that I talked to had indicated he did not have a favorable impression of. But the prosecutor doesn't decide things like arrest. It has to go through a judge, and it's going through a judge there in Montana, a federal judge. So we will see what happens. It's just not a very, it doesn't seem a reasonable case. I wonder, you know, that nobody has asked for, say, a mental evaluation. If they think that he is not responsible, then the thing to do would be to ask for a mental evaluation.
Indeed.
And they haven't done it. Now, I don't know, but, you know, a simple mental evaluation doesn't necessarily cost much. Ideally, the state should pay for it if they're the ones asking for it. And maybe that'll happen. I don't know. I mean, there's just so much is still unknown in this case. But Mr. Metcalf, from the records that I've been able to read, has said that he doesn't trust the police because it sounds like because they don't respond, they didn't do the investigations he wanted. He believes they've not treated him well. So, and all of that are unfortunately fits into the modern mythology of policing. Well, police, you can't depend on police. Police don't investigate. They will use their power against you when it's not justified. I mean, I don't like those allegations, but I've heard them before. So that all makes this a very interesting case. And I think the country school zone law, from my reading, is obviously unconstitutional on its face under the Bruin decision. There's no historical record of governments prohibiting people from having weapons within 1,000 feet of a school. And it's not as if he doesn't already legally have the right to have the weapon within 1,000 feet of a school. If he's on his own yard, he's not violating any law whatsoever. And according to the Montana Code I read, it falls under one of the exceptions to the Gun-Free School Zone Act so that he can walk around the area with a gun.
So here's a question for you. How many... Now, if he had not been seen in his yard with a gun, like you told me earlier that he had been seen in his yard with like a scabbard on his lawnmower or something that would...
Right. There's a picture out there from one of the articles when he was arrested.
So
it shows him with like a push lawnmower, has a scabbard kind of thing on it. You can see it has some type of long gun in it. It has a stock with a recoil pad on it. So, yeah, a wood stock, so it didn't appear to be an AR, and we find out it's a Rossi single-shot break-action shotgun.
Right. So, if he had not been seen with that, would they have been looking for him to think? I mean, so they saw him in his yard. That's what alerted them to the fact that he carried a gun in a proximity. But then does...
Well, there were...
Because it's private property, does that become part of the school, the gun-free school zone?
No. No, the private property is exempt. But, and that's what's kind of silly about this. He has private property directly across from the school. It's perfectly legal for him to have the gun on his private property. But they're saying because he stepped onto the sidewalk, he's a huge danger. But if he stayed in his yard, there wouldn't be any possibility of prosecution. You see how silly that is.
Yes, I do.
One foot away, 1 foot difference turns him from being constitutionally protected under all the laws we have to 1 foot, steps 1 foot in a direction, and now he is forbidden under penalty of 5 years in jail and $100,000 fine. I mean, it's crazy because he doesn't, you know, to use the firearm, he doesn't have to make that one step.
Right.
So this is all about emotion and the creation of danger in some people's mind where it really is just a figment of their that they've created it. In other words, if say he, instead of the single shot shotgun, he said he would have preferred to carry a handgun, but he couldn't afford one. So if he had a pistol on his belt that was covered up, Montana is a constitutional carry state, it's perfect. He would never have gotten any trouble. But because it is visible, that's why he got in trouble. And so it's all about controlling narratives. You know, it's hard for me to see how this Gun-Free School Zone Act could be considered constitutional under Bruin at all.
Right.
It just doesn't make... It's a very late development. And even then, there's a bunch of exceptions to it. And it appears he falls under that exception. So, it appears what I see is the authorities did not like for him to carry a firearm in this area. They probably wouldn't like for him to carry a firearm anyway. But because they got some phone calls, and what's this guy doing to carry a firearm, they worked hard to find a reason to arrest him.
Right.
That's what it appears.
That's what it would be, you know. It's surprising this is coming out of Montana. I'm still trying to wrap my hand around that part of it.
I was surprised at Montana, too, but in a sense, you know, Montana may be a better case than others. What I don't see how the judge makes a determination that he doesn't fall under one of the exceptions, the one we talked about.
Right.
Well, I mean, to avoid that, the judge is going to have to rule that Montana law has no effect for the federal law.
So let's see if we can get some other lawyers interested in this. This attorney, you know, he might be Perry Mason. I don't know, but I know of a lot more effective attorneys for Second Amendment cases than meets the eye.
So. There's no reason why they couldn't assist him.
Yeah.
Or point him in the direction of cases.
Indeed.
Or file amicus briefs in this case. So that may happen. I think it's a great idea to get some of our really good Second Amendment attorneys on the case. Maybe we can get some scholars to weigh in on it and say, you know, whether there's any historical reference to anything like this.
Right. Hang on for me. One more break to go. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.